This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 6 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's_A_Draft. You can also search for Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the link is in the podcast description. Also, if you would like to suggest a draft topic, please email us at lifesadraft@gmail.com. After the draft, we'll play a game called 50-50. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Still on a natural high after the 49ers traded for the best running back in football, the quest for six culminates February 2023. Shine is here.
What's up? Folding my kids' clothes. What are you doing?
Recovering from a busy few days. He had a sleepover with the boys. He got kicked out of a pool after he pretended to drown. And last, he helped his friend who hit a priceless baseball into a junkyard. Birdo is here.
Been planning it for years.
Wendy Peppercorn.
Got kicked out of a pool.
Yeah, I pretended to drown so she would kiss me. And then I grabbed her by the face and she kicked me out. But every time
Mike Banyan, you know what movie this is a plot from?
But every time I walk by the fence, she looks at me and smiles.
Wow.
getting enough candy for the next 6 months from Halloween and glowing from his wife's chili winning first place in a chili cook-off. Bomar is here.
That's right, boys. First place out of like 25, 30 chilies. Pretty good. It's pretty good stuff.
Where was this chili cook-off?
Jake, how you be impressed?
Yeah.
At church, we do a full night owl. And there was like 25 to 30 chilies. And dude, she had like three different meats in there. And this one meat gave like a smoked flavor. It's just a very hint, but it was so good. So good.
That was like a Simpsons episode. I didn't know chili cook-offs were real. Halloween parties, trips to $5 movie night, and feeling the grind of a regular job. Catman is here.
What's up? Happy Halloween, post-Halloween. I saw Black Adam. It was good.
Was it good?
No. It was all right. It was worth $5 Tuesday movie night.
Feeling extremely pleased with the improvement in candy selection his kids exhibited on Halloween, the pep talk to prioritize chocolate hit home and kids executed admirably. 25% off the top is a fair rate for the dad tax. JCat is here.
Hello, everybody. The kids did well this year. This is how we build a dynasty here, you know? It took about 30 minutes of a good pep talk on the ride up to let them know what the deal was. But a couple times, you know, they were trying to go for the Tootsie Pop or something like that. They yanked their hand back and went right for a Kit Kat. So, you know, that's good coaching right there. They come from good seed. We're going to have some good Halloweens from here on out.
How old are your kids?
Well, soon to be four. Keaton turns four on Friday and Rowan is six. And she'll be seven.
You got 7 to 8 more solid years of trick-or-treating.
Boy. Yeah, I know. And now they know what the deal is. Like, we don't mess with gummies. We don't mess with lollipops. We go for straight chocolate.
I hear you. I hear you.
A couple of years ago, I gave Max and Gabe a Reese's peanut butter cup right before we went out trick-or-treating. And I was like, you remember how good these things are. We came back with so many orange wrappers. It was awesome.
That's next level right there,
like
Shine Boss.
Classical conditioning. Like, Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah. Ring a bell and I'll salivate.
It comes in this wrapper. See it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I am your host, Eric. I am still hyped about Philly sports. Eagles are still undefeated, and the Phillies are two wins from an improbable World Series win. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. TPublic has lots of sales, so check often to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best horror characters draft. In sixth place, with 4.2% of the votes, comments include, Xenomorph and Gremlins are its strongest two. Zombies are a good staple. My team, After Midnight Delight, sixth place.
Bob Adamus called it again.
Not surprised after seeing the team, but
zombies should have carried you though. Like,
I'd rather watch a zombie movie than another Jason Voorhees movie, but I get it. Name recognition made some bad general audience selections, but my team's solid. Gremlins, come on, son. In fifth place with 5.6% of the votes, comments include Bruce and Predator Kills All. Catman's team, you're going to need a bigger vote. Fifth place.
You're not last. But that's still whack. My team is like, well, Hills Have Eyes probably killed me a little bit.
And a lot of good shout outs for Hills Have Eyes, Catman. A lot of good recognition. People were hyped. Yeah. In fourth place, with 18.3% of the votes, comments include, my top two on one team, F Clowns. And I hate clowns. Annie Wilkes still gives me bad dreams, and The Exorcist speaks for itself. Shine's team, Tasty, Tasty, Beautiful Fear, fourth place.
I hate fourth place. I hate this podcast. I'm always getting fourth place. Just give me fifth place. Give me sixth place. I'm going to do so bad in this draft just so I get sixth place.
Oh, well, hopefully I don't get third place next. Gosh, it's been like every freaking week.
Third place is a good spot to be, Bo. Don't damn it.
And in third place, with one more vote, comments include, Emily Rose still scares me to this day. And Ghostface was great in Scary Movie. What's that? I'm your friend till the end. Bomar's team, 19.7% of the vote.
I think I beat last week was by one vote also.
You love those third and fourth place finishes, Bomar. And in second place, first and second were separated by one vote. It trickled in late in the polls. However, the same person had a tiebreaker. So in second place, comments include, come on, are you serious? This is a 96 dream team. And I mean, how does the team get Jason and Freddy? Plus throw the Candyman in there. That's a big three that will dominate. And how the heck did Jason Blanchine not pick Jason Voorhees? And The Shining. Having Shine in your life is as scary as both of those in the same movie. Anyway, I took J-Cat's team for Final Destination in Army of Darkness.
Was that dealt?
I don't know. And the last comment, all the teams had at least one character I've never heard of, but this is the best overall team. Many of these characters played a big part in many sleepless nights during my childhood. As a side note, the mutants from The Hills Have Eyes would win for best overall pick. I was disturbed watching that movie. J-Cat's team, sweet dreams aren't made of these, 25.4% of the votes.
I call shenanigans.
Well, you missed a runner-up. And in first place, with 26.8% of the votes, comments include, I chose my answer only because The Ring was the first and only horror movie that haunted me. And Tremors was a weak selection, being that the remaining picks were that type of a scary being that just never seemed to effing die. And nothing is worse than being locked in a death puzzle that has no feasible solution other than sacrificing a limb, organ, or appendage to sort of kind of hint at possible freedom. I'll pick you this week, but I don't want to play your game. Do you want to play a game? Birdo's team, first place.
Victory!
Jigsaw pick was huge.
Shenanigans.
All those picks were huge.
Why shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
Why shenanigans?
No team that has Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger on it together should ever lose in anything horror.
I agree.
That's shenanigans.
I thought Jake shenanigans. This one.
Congratulations, Bobo. I'm just messing around.
To be fair, he did have Michael Myers and Leatherface. So, like,
oh yeah, I mean, yeah, no, if Bobby Jason had a great.
Freddy or Bobby one, had a great two, team. They're 3-4. You know what I mean? Jigsaw.
Oh yeah, no.
Jigsaw is probably more modern too. Like yeah, honestly, I'm, kids see, in the last I've never 20 years.
Seen, I gotta now. I have to watch the Saw movies. Tired of being runner up.
Hey, Cat, it's the long game, son.
I know. That's why I told Bo, man, third place will get you where you need to be.
Here is what we should have drafted. Dracula, Vampires, Pumpkinhead, Jack Skellington, The Ghoulies, Terror Dogs from Ghostbusters, The Birds from The Birds, Beetlejuice, Esther from Orphan, Leprechaun, 8-year-old me was terrified of that movie, still have nightmares, Tucker and Dale, The Bear Creature from Annihilation, maybe the creepiest thing ever, Wrong Turn Cannibal Family, The Crypt Keeper, Resident Evil Monsters, The Creeper, Creature Under the Stairs, 13 Ghosts, Annabelle, The Nun from The Conjuring, The Blob, Itchy the Killer. Just watch the opening scene and you'll understand why. The Japanese are definitely on a different level when it comes to horror. Brahms from The Boy, The Witch from The Blair Witch, Carrie, Cujo, The Phantom of the Opera, The Strangers, and Judge Alvin Valkenheiser from Nothing But Trouble. My top three this week from who we should have drafted. Number three, Art the Clown from Terrifier 1 and 2. I haven't seen those movies, but I hear he's like a new, like gruesome horror character. So it was a solid pick, someone said. Number two, Structural Racism from Get Out is what we should have drafted. And my number one pick was The Klopex from The Burbs, because anything with The Burbs is awesome. Kudos to that person who said The Klopex. Those were the things that we should have drafted. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more listeners. Any last comments before we get to this week's draft?
I'm making this draft all about me. I don't care anymore. I'm done.
This week's draft is the best non-alcoholic beverages. So we're talking juices, talking sodas, pops, if you will. And without further ado, I have the first pick. I was kind of waffling between two picks for a while, but hands down, my favorite drink, it's probably the one thing I drink the most other than water, is sweet tea. Sweet tea is my favorite. It's delicious, packed with sugar. Tea, can't go wrong. Taking sweet tea off the board, number one pick.
I drink way too much of that myself.
It's delicious. I don't necessarily have a favorite either.
So, oh, I definitely do, but I don't know the brand of
Turkey Hill, honestly. Arizona. There's lots.
Nope. Negative and negative.
Lipton. I remember, bro. Remember at the pool growing up? Used to be getting them lemon brisks out of the vent soda machine all the time.
Those things just were like chug crack.
Them. You could just chug them.
Yeah.
That's not that good. Sweet tea in the South is something totally
different.
I get that's it, where... but I'm just saying that's sweet iced tea. But yes, I'm drafting sweet tea. Yeah.
So are all the teas off the board? Money.
No.
Okay.
No. Just ask. No, they're yelling at me.
There's all kinds of teas, man. This is just
McDonald's
sweet tea.
McDonald's sweet tea tastes just like my grandmother's sweet tea.
Yeah, because there's a 50-pound sack of sugar in it.
All right, Catman, sweet tea's off the board. What you got for the second pick?
All right, so this is something that like I didn't really understand until probably about 4 or 5 years ago when I started drinking it. Coffee.
Regular coffee?
I'm taking can I just take coffee in general? Just taking coffee.
Coffee Americano?
No, I don't want an Americano. I don't want to be up for 4 days. But coffee in general. Like I drink flavored coffee, but like you kind of just need it in the morning. It's just an awesome pick-me-up. Now if I don't have it, I'm like if I try to drink something cold in the morning, it's not the same. It's not the same whatsoever. So I don't drink like black oil coffee. My coffee smells good, son, tastes good. So coffee.
that could be your strongest first round pick ever, Rob.
People would come in my office when I was in the Coast Guard and they'd be like, what smells like syrup in here?
And like, my coffee. Dark roast.
Yeah, like it's my coffee, son. They're like, that smells amazing.
Coffee is a great pick.
What you're drinking, Rob, is coffee Americano.
Yeah.
Or coffee con leche. Café con leche.
That's not what I don't. Whatever. I have caribou coffee in, that I make in the morning now. So like it's delicious.
Made from real caribou.
Check out Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Lakeshore. Oh yes, I have points Black with Rifle. That, son. Yes.
Really
yes.
good, man.
That flying elk, you don't even know, son.
All right, Rob.
Kodiak Attack, son. Cool.
Rob, what's your go-to? Coffee and creamer. International Delights?
I just have Carnation, French Vanilla, creamer. A little Highlander Grog from Door County Coffee. Banging, son.
Grog.
It's Irish cream coffee. It's delicious.
Ooh, I bet that's nuts.
Ice cream's good.
Coffee. Monster pick. I hate it, so I would never pick it. Shine. Got the next pick in the drink draft. The beverage draft.
All right. I'm taking off the board not just any lemonade, but Chick-fil-A's lemonade.
Ooh. It's
the best lemonade.
Wow.
Lemonade.
Interesting.
La limonada.
Say it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade.
I wasn't thinking it somehow. Porch Pals. Good pick. I always get the sweet tea.
You know what I do? I get the unsweet tea, half of that, half lemonade. It gives you enough of a bitter kick because the tea's a little harsh, but the lemonade brings you right back up.
Bomar, next pick.
So I used to hate this until I met my wife. I love it. And I think most women love it too. But it's always in my house for guests or whatever. I'm going to have to go with Diet Coke.
I think of my mom's house in the summertime growing up. Because that's all she had to drink. So we would have to drink that, or caffeine-free Diet Coke to be specific.
McDonald's Diet Coke is different. And it needs to be said. It's like 10 times better.
There's a different flavor. I don't know if it's the ice.
It's 10 times better than regular Diet Coke.
The Coca-Cola company comes in and they set up the machines for McDonald's. This is the reason why fountain Cokes or fountain Diet Cokes from McDonald's are different. That people from Coca-Cola come up and set the ratio of CO2 to water to syrup to the perfect levels to give you the ultimate Coke experience.
Look, I had Diet Coke on my list, but I had McDonald's Diet Coke on my list.
Like what you were thinking, Shine.
Yeah, I have that on my list.
It needs to be said, Shine, but I don't think you can draft that. Let's see what J-Cat can draft. J-Cat?
Yeah. So I was waffling between the aforementioned McDonald's fountain Coke and this other type of Coke, which is, to me, is the pinnacle of a Coca-Cola experience. And that would be the tall 12-ounce glass bottle Mexican Cokes that are still brewed with real sugar. And they are absolutely unreal. I can run through a 12-pack of those in a three-hour period. They are so good. You can get them at your local Hispanic grocery stores. Or you can get them at Food Line. Either
next
way.
To the Jarritos.
Exactly. Next to the Maltagoya, which you never want to buy because it's terrible. but yeah, glass bottle Mexican Coke is the pinnacle of soda. Like there's nothing better on the planet.
To me, that pick screams sixth place. However, it could be one of those random picks where people are like, yeah, that stuff's awesome, even though it's not. Never had it. Never heard of it. Sixth place.
How are you going to hate on something you've never had?
That is
the ultimate hater move right there.
What is Mexican Coke? How is it different?
They use real sugar.
They still use real sugar. It comes in a 12-ounce glass bottle. Just like back in the day. Exactly. It's unreal. You know what?
It's the original.
I'm going to buy you,
Eric.
All right. I just love that nothing that has been picked is off my board yet.
Because you win, son.
Same.
You're sixth place.
Son, I'm back-to-back champion. I don't know who you call it. I got rings. Birdo, back-to-back picks.
Well, I can't make my pick without you telling me, what are you going to write for J-Cat's pick on the
Mexican
Google
Mexican Coke.
Well.
Glass bottle Coke.
Can't believe.
Not Colombian.
I can't believe this fell to me with the sixth pick, but my favorite drink of all time is classic Coca-Cola. And I prefer it best out of a can where that fizz hits that I actually sink into my seat a little bit, like, oh.
Not new Coke?
Just give me a can of red Coke. But if J-Cat's picking glass bottle Mexican Coke, I'm sticking with just Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's a good pick. First round worthy.
And now I'm going to do something that is a little sneaky. I'm combining two drinks. By a great
one. Yeah. Of course he was. It's an Iron Man pick.
He's a drink mogul, this man. And unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. But he took tea and lemonade and combined them, like I kind of said earlier, at Chick-fil-A. And I'm going with a nice old Arnold Palmer. He's a drink mogul.
I prefer a John Daly.
No, someone was supposed to say he's a golfer, and I was going to say, yeah, well, I'm sure he golfed too, because all the money he made from his drinks, but that didn't work out.
That was number three on my list. Damn it.
Yeah, once I pick sweet tea, I can't take Arnold Palmer, so.
That was a scrub chair, by the way.
Arnie P. Back to you, J-Cat.
Coke and Arnold Palmer with the 6th and 7th picks. Your boy might repeat, son. That's all I'm saying.
To me, this is my favorite breakfast drink. It's not acidic. It's not hot, but it is chocolatey wonderness. You take out your Hershey syrup, your cold 2% milk, you mix them together, and you get yourself chocolate milk, a staple of our lunches through kindergarten, through senior year, and I'm still not tired of it, and I still love it. For those who are looking for a healthier option, Silk makes a wonderful dark chocolate almond milk, which is great. But chocolate milk is the stuff of legends.
I might try that, actually. I haven't had chocolate milk in forever because I don't drink regular milk.
Dude, it's so good.
If you're making it at home, J-Cat, do you first add your Hershey stuff and then stir?
No, no,
or do you stir while you're pouring?
Stir while you're pouring because you'll get coagulation in the bottom, and that's not good. We need an even coating and mixture, all right? So that's what we got to do here. If you putting the chocolate syrup on the bottom of the glass and then the milk is the equivalent to pouring milk in a bowl and then putting cereal in it. It's the same thing. And then you should lose your human card for that and have to be shot into the sun.
JK, fair.
Correct answer.
Do you put your toothbrush under the water, then put toothpaste on it, or toothpaste on the toothbrush, then put it in the water?
Both.
Both, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Toothpaste, and then wet it again.
All right.
Yep.
To be fair, at the restaurant, so whenever I'm making chocolate milks, I used to pour the milk and then squirt it in, but then it makes the milk rise up, science. Swirl it around the cup because that's what everybody else is. And when you pour the milk in, most of it's really stirred. So when you put the lid on, you just shake it up. You don't have to really stir it with the straw. It's much, much more efficient. So I'm not hating on the way you make it, but just so you know, if you're in a time crunch and you're serving 7 chocolate milks to a table of 16, then squirt it in first, swirl it up, then serve.
Food service is a different animal. I will not critique what you do in food service. Just get it out there so those little bastards will shut up. I get it.
Shine, what were you saying?
I used to stir mine like 5 or 6 times in one direction and then stop and go back the other way. And it would be like when you're stirring it the first way, kind of chocolatey. But as soon as you went back the other way, it was like, boom, dark chocolate. Like now, you know.
It's the Bernoulli principle.
Figure eights.
Of course. Opposite whirlpool. Bernoulli.
And if you're in Australia, you have to go counterclockwise, then just clockwise.
Hey, when you flush your toilet, what way does it go?
Exactly.
Well, a dingo ate your baby.
Omar, you got your next pick.
I'm going to go with the number one breakfast drink, and it's not chocolate milk, and it is acidic. And it's on the top 10 list of reviews, and that's orange juice. It is the best breakfast drink you can have. It's refreshing. You can also mix it with a little bit of champagne.
Not on this draft.
I know, but just regular orange juice is really, really good.
Well, hold on. I wanted that orange pulp? Juice really bad. I wanted orange juice really bad. However,
you cannot pick pulp or non-pulp.
Hold on. Simply Orange and Tropicana are just so far ahead of Minute Maid and other garbage orange juice. you got to go with Simply Orange or Tropicana because some orange juice is trash.
But Simply Orange is by far better than Tropicana.
When I have breakfast, like washing it down with a gulp of orange juice is just like delightful. I love orange. I wanted it so bad.
Expensive. It's crazy.
Worth every cent.
Big jugs are like $7. Like,
so good.
It is good.
Johnny, I never got the chocolate milk. I mean,
you got those little whack ass orange juices. Sips.
I got the orange.
Come on, Al. Yeah, I'll chug it.
236 milliliters is what it is, by the way.
Whatever it is,
the chocolate milk. I used to get the chocolate milk every once in a while because everybody's like, "Oh, it's so awesome," which it was good. But I love the orange juice. I grew up on orange juice.
School orange juice,
and you sat there and almost died of dehydration like for the rest of the day.
I still liked it, man. Orange juice.
Looking the outside of an orange.
I like orange juice. I really do, but it ain't better than chocolate milk.
All right, Shine. Orange juice is off the board.
That's okay. You can keep orange juice. Second pick, something I drink most mornings. I don't need it every day. Very delicious iced coffee. Not waiting for that thing to cool down. By lunchtime, I'm able to not burn my mouth. Nope. I need it now, right away. It needs to be iced. Iced coffee, number two.
You get an iced happy, frappy, wappy, chappy?
Just a caramel most days.
Okay.
Double shot. I've not dabbled with iced coffee yet.
Skim milk, no extra sugar.
Oh, dude, I love iced delicious. Coffee.
Yeah, I was like, the caramel is enough.
But it's definitely like, you know, a TP for my bunghole. I am cornholio after I have one of them, man. Like, it's
coffee colonics.
I sell like the iced coffee, Dunkin' iced coffee in the grocery stores now, but I haven't tried to do it myself. I don't want to mess up a good thing.
The big one.
That man. Next pick.
I mean, obviously we've had some staples off the board. I kind of like how the first round went though, but I'm a little surprised that this one's still here. We came close to this, but I'm going milkshakes.
Flavor.
What flavor milkshake though?
It's not a drink.
It's how is it not a drink?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a drink.
You drink it with straw.
Are we going to
Blizzard?
Is a smoothie a drink too?
Yes,
it is a drink.
100%.
Oh my goodness.
How is a smoothie and a milkshake not a drink?
How is this an argument?
How are they not drinks? I'm just curious.
Where you eat it?
It's more of a dessert. It's not like a drink. We're not doing desserts.
I do not think a milkshake.
That was not even on my list. Or a smoothie.
I just added the smoothie to mine, but I do think milkshake is a drink. I just kind of saw this whole argument happening, so I didn't put it on my list.
Hold on. Let's honestly think about this. You're telling me a drink quenches your thirst.
Good call, Bo. I like where you're
thinking. Coffee doesn't quench your thirst.
Coffee doesn't quench my thirst.
Don't necessarily have to quench your thirst.
Actually, that's most of them don't. I can drink a ton of whatever.
I just don't think milkshake is under a drink.
Either. It's not a liquid.
What is it?
It's not a liquid.
It fills the shape of the cup that it's in.
Yeah, it's ice cream. It's ice cream and milk.
Yeah, it's ice cream.
A milkshake is a sweet, cold drink made with ice cream. A sweet, cold drink made with ice cream. That's the definition. Do milkshakes count as drink? A milkshake is generally liquid. Anything hot or cold. It's pretty much a drink. It's a definition of drink is something in a liquid form that you can drink. Verb. I mean, let's put it up for a vote, but 100% is a...
I'm thinking of beverages, and I don't consider a milkshake a beverage.
Thumbs up on this.
Milkshake is a beverage.
It's terrible.
I mean, I think you should specify a flavor. Not that someone else is going to pick a flavor, but I feel like you can't just say milkshakes because that's an Iron Man pick right there.
Yeah. Come on, Khalees.
I said coffee, though.
But coffee, people drink, they can change their coffee, but I feel like I don't know. Well, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. What do you guys
think? I think allow just milkshakes.
Okay.
Milkshakes.
Yeah. Rob likes that they bring all the boys to the yard.
I didn't want to say that.
It's better than y'all.
At least.
Better than y'all.
What? But if anybody wanted to know what the best milkshake is, it's a black and white shake. That's vanilla ice cream, milk, Hershey syrup. That is the single best milkshake on the planet.
Solid.
Dumpster's Dairyland, son. Ocean City.
When you put up the post and have people put their name and email, put a yes or no question. Is a milkshake a drink? If more than 25 people say it's not a drink, it ain't a drink.
Well, what happens when they say it's a drink? What happens to you for championing this question?
Then I'll say people are still wrong.
Is salt a drink?
Okay, so therefore we're having a lot of that right there because it's not going to change anything that's happening.
More than half the milkshakes you get. Hold on, I agree with Bobby. More than half the milkshakes you get, you don't drink with a straw. You eat with a freaking spoon.
No, that's a frosty.
That's
not blizzard.
True. I don't know where you're getting your milkshake.
That's a blizzard. Yeah, yeah. You get an extra thick blizzards. Extra thick milkshakes.
Tell them to add some more milk and stir it up farther.
All right, I'm about to blow the doors off this back-to-back picks.
Controversy.
I'm going with the number one, in my mind, Gatorade flavor of all time. Glacier Freeze is hands down the bomb. All the Arctic Blast flavors are money. Most of them are. But Glacier Freeze Gatorade is legit. Love that stuff.
Color is that? Not
the light blue.
It's the only Gatorade I had on my list.
Light blue. It's unbelievable. There's a lot of good Gatorades out there. Glacier Freeze, hands down the best.
Hey, Eric, is that the same as Blue Raspberry?
No. Cool Blue. You're thinking Cool Blue.
Cool Blue. Yeah, that's their knockoff of the
Powerade. I'm about to say, Cool Blue is
come on. Blue's good. Glacier Freeze got a little tanginess.
What about Citrus Cooler?
What's that?
That's Michael Jordan's favorite flavor.
What's that?
Citrus Cooler is Mike's favorite. It's my favorite as well. Orange
Gatorade, right? It's like light orange.
No, it's a yellow.
Yeah, it's like a yellowish orange, and it has a completely different flavor. I'm telling you, every once in a while they re-release it.
And for my next pick, I'm not a huge soda drinker. However, this one's got to be drafted. I thought someone else was going to take this. Y'all can have your Mexican and your regular Cokes. And we all know what Catman used to keep in his fridge back in the day. But I ain't taking that whack Pepsi version. Give me Cherry Coke. Cherry Coke is money. That's the number one soda in my book.
Oh, wait. Wild Cherry Pepsi is not whack. Not even a little.
It is good. It ain't Cherry Coke. Though. You know it. You know it ain't the Cherry Coke. Challenge me.
I have, over the years, obviously, I was a Wild Cherry Pepsi guy. But I have shifted allegiance to Cherry Coke. It is the superior cherry cola.
Nice.
And the color of like the Cherry Coke is like a lightish, like a darkish purplish. Like, when I just see that,
I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's not red. It's like a purplish, like a mauve maybe. And I see that color, and I instantly
dark mauve.
I taste Cherry Coke whenever I see that color. I'm like,
It is mauve. Weird. Dude, the Cherry Coke you get out of like the Coca-Cola remix machines.
Fire.
It's something different, man. Like, especially with hospital ice and Cherry Coke. Oh, boy.
No, Catman, I know you're reeling from those haymakers I just hit you with, but you got the next pick, son.
Can't go too specific. I feel like we're going to lose people if we're looking for picks here. I don't care. I'm doing it. I've cut down my soda consumption tremendously over the last 5 to 10 years. But every once in a great while, usually once a week, I'll grab a Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
It's banging.
Cherry Dr. Pepper on the heels of my Cherry Coke.
You don't even know, son. You don't even want to know.
I didn't pick a favorite Dr. Pepper for some reason. 23 flavors, son.
Dr. Pepper tastes good as it is. Doesn't need that cherry flavor.
It's Cherry Dr. Pepper.
You ain't had it, son.
Sean, you got the next pick, though.
All right. So you took, with the first pick, my favorite drink, the sweet tea. But I'm going to have to pivot just slightly with my third pick here. And I'm taking the infamous Snapple peach tea.
Oh, I love it.
Ooh.
It is tea. Mm-hmm. I'll one up you, Shine. The peach raspberry tea from Olive Garden was an honorable mention. Oh, my bad. You got the next pick, my bad.
How did I bust out a banger like that?
Well, I'm saying, he picked sweet tea. Peach tea. Y'all are going to pick peach raspberry tea? You know you ain't picking that.
Man, give me that tour Italy.
peach raspberry tea. They used to have the chunks of like peaches floating around. I don't do that anymore, but it's all good though.
I got $30 of Olive Garden gift cards in my wallet right now.
$30.
You got $215.
You need to be going, man. Are you a gift card saver or a gift card I need to use it right away? Or
I'm a gift card saver. As long as like I look up on the website to see if they'd appreciate or anything like that. As long as they don't appreciate, they're going to stay with me until I'm on the struggle bus, and then I'm going to go get myself a meal.
Someone name in 5 seconds. Someone name a gift card that depreciates.
American Express. Mm-hmm. Or no, the Visa. Those Visa the ones.
Visa gift. Yeah, they will.
This is gift cards, but yeah, I hate
it. To any good restaurant.
What? What do you mean depreciates? If you don't use it in 1 month, you $3 no, less than what you paid.
No, it's like expires.
Okay, so any, a year.
Name a gift card you like.
Yeah.
Depreciate.
Depreciate, not appreciate.
Not one you appreciate. Different.
Holy.
I appreciate any gift card that I'm given because it was a gift from someone.
I guarantee you hate on some gift cards. You embody both.
Oh, like when I was at the mystery gift card the other day, Easy Speak, the lady was like, oh, we have at least $25 gift cards in here. Leah's like, oh, I'll take one for $20. We got one to an axe throwing place.
Which is right next door.
Cool. Right, yeah, exactly. So I hate that one.
I'll buy it for $12.
18.
All right. Sold.
Plus seven. All right, Bomar. Next pick.
I literally was going to pick this, but I'm not picking the Olive Garden raspberries tea. And I don't know if anybody remembers this raspberries tea, but when Applebee's came to town, raspberries tea was the shiznit from there. And I'd probably drink, like, when Jason was the waiter there, I'd drink like 4 or 5 raspberries teas. I'm not even kidding you. I would have to pee like 5 times, even though I use the bathroom a lot, but that raspberries tea was on point.
It's like super sweet. I do. It's like the Lipton raspberry iced tea. It was good, but I can't believe you went that specific on it.
I haven't had Applebee's in.
I don't even know if they make it anymore, but man, that raspberry iced tea was on point.
We were in high school when that thing came, man.
Yeah. Remember they used to smoke in there?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I had a few first dates that we went to Applebee's. That was where we were going, man. Like,
Applebee's on a date night.
Right, yeah. Get that fudge brownie skillet sundae or whatever they had.
Oh, the blondie. That's what I was just going to ask you, J-Cat. The blondie was, oh my goodness.
Mm. I alternated depending on what night of the week it was, you know.
Applebee's I never burger. Did. The Applebee burger. It's two small patties. Cheesy. Yum. Man, I'm going to Applebee's tomorrow.
All right. J-Cat, got the next pick.
Okay. So many wonderful things that we could go with here. I got to go with this. If there's one fast food restaurant that continues to be a guilty vice of mine, it is Taco Bell. And at Taco Bell, you can get a fountain drink by the name of Baja Blast Mountain Dew. It is by far my favorite flavor of Mountain Dew. It's like this lime citrus explosion. It goes great with a $5 big box. I haven't had one in, you know, 6 months now, but Baja Blast Mountain Dew is awesome. So we'll go with Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
That's a sneaky good pick. I know you just got John Leach's vote. He drinks that like by the gallon. I never had it. But I know a lot of people like that. What's it taste like?
It's like
it's blue.
It's like the glacier freeze of Mountain Dew. I think you'd like
it. It's
like,
got to be carbonated, right?
Yeah, it's carbonated and wonderful. And it's hard to explain, but like it's just amazing.
First of all, Taco Bell.
I know you just didn't compare glacier freeze Gatorade to Baja Blast Mountain Dew, son.
Challenge him.
I'm saying.
Get one tomorrow. Let me know.
Seriously.
I'll send you $2.19 in the mail. I'll Venmo you $2.19 to buy one.
We just you won't DoorDash him one right now, so it shows up.
If I'm DoorDashing anybody a Baja Blast, it's going to be me.
I haven't had it in years, but it's really good.
They have a zero version now. It's really good.
No, well, you couldn't get it. You could only get it at Taco Bell for years. I want to say within the last 4 is where like they put it into like stores where you can buy it.
Yeah, it'll be It was a special run. Now they pretty much produce it all the time because
you could definitely get it at Byler's right now from 2021.
I was at Byler's on Friday and I had to put a case down because it was too much sugar.
Birdo, back to back picks.
I'm embarrassed to even do this, but I'm gonna do it.
Six, look, please.
We have a whole lot of drinks on this board, but there is one that we all need, and we drink it, even though it doesn't have zero flavor. Sometimes that quench of just drinking some ice cold water on a hot day or after a workout, or when sometimes you just don't want any flavor, you just want that liquid refreshment. I'm going straight H2O. Now, I do want to pick pineapple hint, but I'm not going to be that specific. I'm just going to leave it at water.
I need some water.
Watermelon hint is on my list.
Yeah. Is there a specific brand of water that you enjoy more so than any other?
My favorite, like, even though bottled water is fine, like
that good water?
That Dasani.
No, Dasani is the worst. That's like absolutely
salty. Nick Todd good water.
I like just straight filtered water with a ton of ice. And I like it to the point where it sits out long enough where the ice, like, decreases its size by about 60%, so the water is ice water.
Dude, melted ice water is the best. You're 100% correct. Like, it melted ice water, there's nothing like it. Like, it mixed perfectly. It's like, oh, it's so good, man. Oh, yes.
Wow. I'm not gonna lie, water's on my list, but third round pick, you're leaving a lot out there.
Well, I don't get a pick again for a long time. It's either my third or fourth, or I don't get it. And I know what my fifth pick has to be. So I have to come
back to him. That's kind of a big pick though, depending on the crowd.
Yeah. Some people,
when you see a board of 30 drinks and you see water slapped in the middle, you're like,
say it, J-Cat. Sometimes that water slaps.
Oh, it does. Sometimes that's what I want. Like, I'll pour a glass of ice water and I'll walk away from it for 30 minutes. And my wife was like, what are you doing? I was like, it's brewing. Don't worry about it.
Letting the water marinate.
Yeah, and then you come back and you just, oh, it's so freaking good. Bobby is 100% correct about that.
Jake Cat's like a pleasant Larry David. Like, he has all these rituals and like methods to like reheating pizza and drinking water.
Hey man, I know what I like.
Oh man. All right, for my fourth pick, my board consists mostly of soda, but I got Coke, so I'm gonna leave it at that. And Eric said that Glacier Freeze is the best Gatorade flavor. I disagree. I think that purple Riptide Rush is the best Gatorade. So give me that light purple Riptide Rush.
It's all right. It is good, but
hard to find now, isn't it?
Yeah, and they have like a fake version of it where it's like a different purple, but it's not grape. I mean, it's grape, but like that light purple. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because you get that light blue or light purple or that light green.
That mauve, son.
No, that's that dark.
Mauve.
All right, we're back to you, J-Cat.
We're getting into the season where you're curled up around the fire, maybe outside of the fire pit. You got some marshmallows, and you want a nice, wonderful beverage that's going to warm you up. It's nice and sweet.
And you automatically,
quench your thirst. Us too. It's not a milkshake. But hot chocolate, you can do so many things with hot chocolate. It's great. This time of year is, it's just awesome. Red velvet hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. J-Cat, question for you, because you're a man that knows what he likes. What is the marshmallow to hot chocolate ratio?
It is a 75-25 ratio, and that is the way you have to do it.
He's absolutely right.
75 what?
He's right.
75% hot chocolate. 25% marshmallow.
Now, follow-up question, J-Cat. When that 25% of marshmallow is gone and there's 50% hot chocolate left, how much marshmallow do you then add?
You add 12.2% marshmallow.
Incorrect. You fill marshmallows back to fill the top of the cup.
25% again.
No, I can't do that. It's too much marshmallow, man.
The J-Cat, if you're using those whack mini marshmallows, you better get a $3 jar of fluff. Get a giant scoop, plop it in there, and it's just a blob of marshmallow that sits on top. And when it gets all brown, you just spoon it out, and you're eating like a scoop a marshmallow with like chocolatey flavor every time. Get some of that fluff, son.
Oh, fluff is great.
Taking me back to the cereal episode.
Have you guys talked
about marshmallows?
Just cereal marshmallows into your hot chocolate. That
I ain't digging I'm in my cereal. You.
They stay crunchy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're doing this,
it takes a lot longer for them to kind of, you know, depreciate.
J-Cat, even better. You don't have to get them from cereal. You like they sell them as like a topping for ice cream sundaes.
Those marshmallows are super hard.
Oh, they're already hard. Yeah,
and they stay soft on the outside, but when you bite into them, it's like it's so good.
It's like crunch.
And then I literally have a cup of hot chocolate and just shake it in there, like, and eat all the marshmallows and shake more in there. They eat more marshmallows. Forget about the drink. Just give me the marshmallows all day.
Hey, Cat, with the double chocolate picks right now.
Dude, I don't care, man. Chocolate milk and hot chocolate, man. You got to have them.
All right, Bomar, fourth pick.
So I don't drink these that much, but if there's one laying around and I'm hot and it's summertime.
Laying around.
Or I see one in someone's fridge. I love them. I love it. It's lemony fresh. It's carbonated. It's spritzy. And go with the Sprite. Love Sprite.
It's a good pick. Good fourth rounder.
Don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk, though.
Also caffeine free.
I like Sprite, man.
What about that new bottle?
It's actually refreshing, too. Like, yeah. When you're hot, it's like if you drink like a soda, like it's not like, but Sprite, I don't know. It's just something. Something about it.
Grant Hill drink Sprite.
Mm-mm-mm. Finally at the point where I'm like looking at my list, like I told myself when I got to this point, I would just ask what's available, what's left, what would I choose? Like if I was looking in the fridge and these items were there, what would I want? And I think I drink too much soda to not have a soda on my list. So I'm going with Pennsylvania Dutch birch beer.
Birch beer is a solid pick.
So good, Sean. Yep. On my list.
You want that brand specifically?
Wow. You can just write birch beer, but Pennsylvania Dutch does have the best one.
That's the best. Although Fanta is pretty good.
What was that?
Does Nicola's have Pennsylvania Dutch?
That's a good question.
That reddish color.
I want to say it's Fanta because they also have Fanta ginger ale there. Yeah, that could have changed. Last time I went to Nicola's, for the last 14 times, I've drank is Coors Light. So
if the Pennsylvania Dutch is at Casa Pula,
in
Rehoboth.
All right, Catman.
I can't believe it's still sitting there.
You're gonna do it, aren't you?
Country Time Pink Lemonade.
Oh,
yeah.
That was gonna be my last pick.
Oh, that was my next pick. Pink Lemonade. How was it not picked yet? It's so good. Dang, Catman, I wasn't expecting you to do that.
I had the Chick-fil-A lemonade, so I couldn't pick Pink Lemonade on top. Pink
Lemonade. Country Time
crushes.
J-Cat,
Country Time lemonade. In the summertime. Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Louis
all day long. You see it filtering in the back?
That man coming in hot right now. Dang, coffee and pink lemonade. I was about to drop the mic on this draft with his next two pick, my last two picks, and pink lemonade was one of them. But my fourth round pick, I'm ready for some controversy. Coming off the back of a milkshake. I don't go in the Wawa much, but when I go in the Wawa, I ain't going for a fountain service. I'm going for a half blue, half red. Icy. Give me that brain freeze. Give me that chest freeze. No one wants the Coke flavor. Actually, it's a little bit of blue on the bottom, then just a third red, and then more blue on top. Give me that half red, half blue, icy, son.
Not a drink.
I was in a cup with a straw. I don't understand.
It's a solid.
It's ice, which is definitely not a food.
It's an ice-y.
I'd argue it's closer to a drink than a milkshake. If we were gonna have that, if we have to pit them against each other.
It's a frozen
treat drink.
Dirt treat. It's not a liquid beverage and it's not a milkshake, it's an icy. Does not belong in this draft. Gets to step in.
I agree.
Vote.
Oh, that's my thumbs up.
Rob says, I mean, J-Cat never says no to anything. He picked death as a character.
A lot of people complimented me on that.
I know one person that loved that pick.
Yeah, so.
Waffling between two.
Maple syrup and melted butter. Get it? Waffling.
Oh.
We've not picked one of the most popular sodas ever. I mean, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Rob beat around the bush with it.
Yep, I know.
The choice of a new generation.
Yep, born in the Carolinas, baby.
A clear Pepsi? Pepsi clear?
Right now! There's no more tomorrow!
I gotta take one of these. Right, it's the fifth round.
It was re-released a couple years ago.
I hate specifying the flavor, but
I bought two.
This was always my favorite flavor growing up. You get a big pitcher out of the pantry. You dump in, I don't know, 3 capfuls of sugar. You powder in the top. I'm drafting, and you mix it up. Grape Kool-Aid. Oh, grape Kool-Aid was money. It was so sweet, but it was like thirst quenching.
Oh yeah.
Kool-Aid is the most amazing thing.
There are a lot of good Kool-Aids out there. There might be some better ones, but my go-to was always grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, nowadays, it's
no sugar.
Sharkleberry Finn.
Mm-hmm.
That might come up later, J-Cat. That might come up later.
Purple Saurus Rex.
That's all my daughter, obviously, because she was on the keto diet. She drank what was called keto Kool-Aid, and that is just a packet of Kool-Aid with double amount of water and no sugar. She still likes that. She likes an assortment of flavors. When I'm making her Kool-Aid, I just smell it and I want to dump so much sugar in it and then just drink it for myself. Like, it smells so good. Like, they have flavors that you wouldn't even think of nowadays. Watermelon Kool-Aid. They didn't have that when I was a kid. I would drink it all day.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones, but that was always
watermelon Kool-Aid. Hi.
I don't think y'all are whack enough to just have a run of Kool-Aids right now in the fifth round. Piggybacking off mine. So, Catman, your last pick.
I got to diversify my board a little bit here. I could go with another soda, but I'll save that for honorable mentions. Going for something that, like, I currently drink, vitamin water.
Specifically, like, which flavor?
Do you want? Okay, tropical mango. It's banging.
Really?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's so good.
You guys remember the jackfruit flavor they had? Mm-hmm. Like a light green label?
I always drink the lemonade because it's like, I thought it was like healthy. It just tastes like lemonade, but it's like supposedly healthy, but it's definitely not.
No, it's got a lot of sugar in it. But tropical mango is banging. But vitamin water in general, just something I have around it.
I mean, if I got to specify like Kool-Aid, you got to specify vitamin water.
Do you drink it because of the flavor or do you drink it because it's water?
It's healthy.
No, it's not really a water. I mean, it's kind of like a drink, but like a juice, I guess you'd say. But no, when it's cold, it's just really refreshing in the summertime and stuff. So out doing yard work that I hate.
Hey. All right, good pick, Catman. Shine, your last pick.
Fifth pick, last pick to lock in my fourth place finish.
If you're lucky.
I was thinking the same thing, actually. So we're getting close to this time of year. And really, if you're around here, there's only one to have to enjoy. And it's straight from our very own Lewis Dairy. I'm going with the Lewis Dairy Eggnog.
Nog! Shine. Terrible. Yes. You really drink it without booze in it?
I do.
Why?
It's yummy. Not like a whole lot. Like, I'm not pouring like a full glass of it or anything crazy, but it's good. And I'm not with me. So I'm gonna get fourth place anyway. Or fifth.
Eggnog.
I'm voting this holiday. Shine. This holiday season, do yourself a favor and pick you up some vanilla Smirnoff vodka, and you mix that into your eggnog. Give it a little bit of cinnamon on top. Maybe stick a cinnamon stick in that bad boy. Give her a swirl. You will be unwrapping presents and taking them back to the store because you're going to be, it's that good. Like, I'm telling you.
J-Cat, do you put the vodka in first, then the eggnog, or the eggnog and vodka and mix with the cinnamon stick?
Always vodka first. Always vodka first. Must know what you are consuming. So when wife asks how many drinks, you can divide by two and tell her.
Sound like Yelena from Black Widow.
Blanchine.
Yes, sir.
Looking at all these teams, yours of my own, yours is by far the best team.
The best team? No, that can't be right.
Dude, the best. Nah. I love everything on your list.
So do I.
Bob Radamus doesn't lie. Bob Radamus doesn't lie.
We mentioned earlier something about the voters and what they want, and I don't know who they are or what they want, apparently.
I'm not saying you're going to fare well.
I know that a stash on your face. They definitely don't want that.
It's got the whole thing.
It's like candle bars almost.
Just a little bit Omar,
stash hater.
Tomorrow is the shave day. Mondays and Thursdays.
We'll shave November, boy.
So I always forget how good this drink is until about this time of the year from now to Christmas. And I'm going to have to go with warm or hot apple cider. That drink is banging.
Right.
That was what I almost went with.
I would agree.
They had it at our fall night out from church, and they had like a 5-gallon cooler of it. I guarantee you I probably had about eight cups of that.
How many times did you pay?
Again,
local. At least three times.
Pfeiffer's hot apple cider.
Someone made it there. I don't know who made it. It was good.
It's good.
All right. J-Cat, your last pick.
I'm so excited that it's still here. I didn't have any doubts that this would still be here. But this is my all-time favorite drink from my childhood. They still sometimes special release it.
Almost picked it.
Hi-C Ecto Cooler is just outrageous. It's tangerine flavored sugarness, but it's great. When it came out in 12-ounce cans a couple years ago, it was like Christmas to a fat kid. Like I'd suck down four of those in a sitting, and I was just like,
"Yeah, who got it in? You know who had it? Filers.
Yeah,
I snagged a couple cases.
Trust me, I know who had it because I was on. So yo, let me know when you get this Ecto Cooler in because I know you're gonna get it. It's great. High C was a big part of my childhood. Just all the time. Like it came in the giant cans like Hawaiian Punch did back in the day. We had to like actually puncture it, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Both sides so it could breathe.
Oh, dude, Ecto. Yeah, smaller hole and then the bigger hole for pouring. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But when Ecto Cooler hit the shelves of Tom Best, because that's back in the day, that's where we shopped. That Best Ace Hardware was a grocery store, people, back in the day. And when we saw Ecto Cooler on the shelves, Mom would let me get like an extra can because she knew that, you know, her little fat rat-tailed boy needed some sustenance. So, Ecto-Cooler for the win.
All right, Birdo, the last pick of the beverage draft.
With a pick that none of you will even get. This soft drink is an exhilarating citrus soda made with spring water and orange juice with more caffeine than Mountain Dew. The company's tagline is a giant pipeline of refreshment. You can only find this in the South. This pick alone will get me several votes by my favorite family in the South. I'm going with the local legend of Sundrop.
Ooh.
It tastes like a Sprite / Mountain Dew mix. It's a citrusy soda that is super refreshing and sweet. Sundrop, my fifth pick.
Hey, Bobby, you want to know where you can get it around here?
Where?
Ace Hardware in Milton.
No way.
They have a soda cooler that has sodas from all over the United States. And Sundrop has been in there many times. It's not there all the time, but they do have it. I'm telling you right now because it was good.
Yeah, pick it up for them.
One in Long Neck, too.
All right. Now that I know you like it, yeah, because I go there like at least two times a week.
Sundrop is.
It's really good. It's up there with Squirt for me.
That pick's going to do me well. Trust me.
I have a theory that Bobby drops draft picks that only like his Southern brethren are going to know. So they'll, you know.
Shenanigans. Two voters. He can have the two votes.
There's a sun drop museum.
Two votes would have given me a win. Just remember, every vote counts, people.
Sundrops bottled in Wisconsin, though. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that. A little research.
There's a museum in Shawnee.
You won't go.
I've been to Shawnee, but I ain't going to the Sundrop Museum. That's all there is to do there.
Go to the Sundrop Museum.
Roberto, hit us with your honorable mentions.
I don't really have many. I mean, no one picked Pepsi, root beer, Dr. Pepper, and Hawaiian Punch. And I'd say this, but I really like the orange mango body armor. Like,
Body armor was on my list, Bobo.
Something that makes you feel like you're doing something healthy, but
it's sugary too, though.
Yeah, I know. It's just a Gatorade, but it's pretty good.
Strawberry banana is my choice. Body armor.
Yes, same. Same.
I like mango, man. I like mango stuff.
Fruit punch is good.
Mango. J-Cat, honorable mentions.
Lipton citrus green tea is really good.
Oh, green tea is the worst.
But citrus and it's sugary. I didn't want to do another soda, but I love this soda. It's the cherry soft drink of the South, Cheer Wine. It's now my new like vice. Like when I go to the movie theater, I'm getting Cheer Wine. Like that's just what's happening.
I saw something that said Cheer Wine and Sundrop are like Southern, like.
Yeah, they're Southern staples. Amy introduced me to it because I would never try it. I was like, that's probably terrible. She's like, have a Cheer Wine. You're not going to be disappointed. You guys know, like, so Sherbert Punch, like you go to a baby shower or something like that, and they've got like the Hawaiian Punch and the ginger ale. And the
sherbert cut, J-Cat.
Dude, that stuff is so freaking good. Punch. I will sit over there like a crackhead and drink it. Like I'm like Bo at the apple cider mixer or chili cook off. Like I just keep on drinking it.
At the Applebee's.
And the last one that I really, really liked, I like San Pellegrino sparkling water. So I guess I'm European at heart. The sparkling water is cool. I like it. I know. It's an acquired taste, guys. Not everybody likes it. That's why I'm not going to draft it. But it's an honorable mention.
Omar, honorable mentions?
I just have a couple left. Orange sodas. Nobody said anything about orange sodas.
Who loves orange soda?
Cal
love orange soda.
I was like, run.
Capri Suns.
Roaring Waters.
And nobody said anything about energy drinks. Like there was a couple of energy drinks out there that are pretty good.
No, I don't drink that junk. You can't do it.
Monster and Red Bull. People are gonna list that. Could
bang like
CO2s, bang.
What is it about? Oh, bang. Cotton candy, bang.
Bucked up.
Is that what you drink at the Bucks games?
Well, so what people drink energy drinks instead of drinking coffee. If people don't like coffee, they drink that.
Shine. What is the best thing for you?
I will crush a Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Shine, is that all you got?
Everyone mentioned chocolate milk, strawberry milk. It's got its own little thing. Sunny D. We got into orange juice. Sunny D used to be the
Sunny D, all right.
Best.
California style, though, is less thick.
And then
soda, purple stuff. Oh, Sunny D.
My how many of you guys remember
Dark Giblet?
I think it was our junior year, it might have been our freshman year, where somehow very randomly we at the end of the day, everyone was just like handing out 20-ounce bottles of Surge.
Yes, I remember that.
I remember that. So I do remember.
Surge rep came to our school.
Surge was so good. And they were like, can you imagine that in today's world? Like handing kids 20-ounce bottles of
Mountain Dew and something else.
It was probably just like the Pepsi bottle or something. But I remember they had like big tubs of that.
We were like walking out of school and they were like, here, Surge.
Yeah, but what did Surge taste like? I forget.
It was like Mountain Dew-ish. Kind of mellow yellowish.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew and ginger ale mixed is what I thought it tasted like.
It got re-released a couple years ago for a little while. It might still be out, actually.
I haven't seen it. On Mountain Dew.
All right, Catman.
RC Cola.
Royal Crown.
Yeah, boy. Crystal Pepsi, you mentioned earlier. Sierra Mist. Welsh's Cran Grape.
Yeah.
Dang it, boy.
White Cran Grape?
No. And this is kind of new. I found it like I think back in August when I actually went out to Delaware, cherry Sprite.
What's up with your dad's cherry?
It's penguins, huh, boy? Seriously, cherry Sprite. It comes in a red label instead of a green one because now, like, their bottles are clear. But if you see it, grab one. You won't be upset.
True or false? Rob was the only person that we knew that would crush Code Red Mountain Dew.
That was like 18 years ago, Bobby.
Leave that last. Oh, tell us, like,
but you like that cherry, son.
True.
All right, my honorable mentions that weren't mentioned: ginger ale, Pedialyte.
Oh, heck yeah!
Shirley Temples, Hawaiian Punch. Burner said, but like when you get that, you used to get that red mustache. Just any kid that takes a sip of Hawaiian Punch, it's instant red mustache. I got Propel. I like grape and watermelon flavors. Snapple, kiwi, strawberry from back in the day. Peppermint hot chocolate. Hot chocolate was on my list, but peppermint hot chocolate is just delicious. And I had like strawberry banana smoothies would be my go-to smoothie. If I didn't want to get into any more arguing. And I will start us off with the worst. I have three worst drinks. I know it's used for mostly mixers and stuff, but club soda, seltzer water is awful. Mountain Dew.
People drink mixers?
It's pretty bad. I've always hated Mountain Dew. And one of the worst, which I can surprise Jake at didn't draft this. I feel like this would be one of his go-tos, is cream soda. Cream soda is just like, I can just taste it. I've had like one in my entire life. I just don't want any of those.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like cream soda.
There's only one cream soda I like, and that's Zevia. That's the stevia flavored sodas. That's the only cream soda I like. I don't know. It just tastes different. And I like it because I get the variety pack from Amazon. And like the first couple times, that was I had like six cans of cream soda left. And I was like, you know what? Let me try this crap. And that was the only one. Yeah, because like A&W cream soda, I hate it.
You concur.
I concur, doctor.
Catman. Any worse drinks?
Crystal Light, awful. And can someone explain to me LaCroix?
That's awful.
Fucking
I'm mixing up the vodka with the LaCroix.
LaCroix are terrible. I've tried them on two occasions, and I just like want to spit it out. I'm just like, bleh.
Can we add bubbly to that? Bubbly is the same thing.
They're so bad. And I see people like slam them and stuff. I know people mix them with drinks and stuff, like slam booze, but like they're not good.
I see someone drinking a LaCroix. I'm like, what are you doing? It's disgusting. Like they're all horrible. Yeah. So I don't know how you can enjoy it.
It's acquired because I drink sparkling waters like LaCroix and bubbly and stuff like that. It helped me kick soda, but it took a long time for me to actually enjoy it. When I first tried them, I was like, I want to drink Mountain Dew now, but I drink sparkling water. So, but I get what you're saying because
it's like flavored Alka-Seltzer. It's like disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I like Alka-Seltzer itself. So
what?
I like Alka-Seltzer. Like when my tummy doesn't hurt, I like to take Alka-Seltzer, or my tummy hurts, I like to take Alka-Seltzer, and I like the way it tastes. I'm weird like that.
Worst
tea, hot tea. Ugh.
Yeah. Apparently, you aren't part of the crown, are you, boy?
No, I'm not. They can take the crown and keep it over there.
I thought Jake Calvin said, look, you take a Lipton tea bag, you put it in water that's 147 degrees, add a dash of rosemary, some honey, and some
one packet nutmeg. Of Splenda.
Bristol's Earl Grey, spot of lemon, spot of honey. It's great. It opens everything up. It's a really nice drink on a cold day or if you're feeling congested. So I do like hot tea.
Bomar?
I have two, and I'm going to get haterade from Shine and J-Cat on one of them, but tomato juice is awful. People like just drink it.
It is awful.
No, there's only one use for it.
Bloody
Mary.
I know people that actually drink it.
Bloody Mary, that is it.
And then the other one is, this is where I'm going to get hate for it, but I drank this not too long ago, and I could not finish it because it was just so sweet. and that's Yahoo.
Yahoo is a search engine, damn it.
Yeah. I do not like it.
I'm with you on that, Bo. I had one about 10 years ago. And I was like, ugh.
It's terrible.
I was too. I didn't realize it wasn't chocolate milk. It's like a chocolate drink, but I thought it was supposed to be milk. Disgusting. It's not.
I don't think I've ever tasted Yoo-Hoo in my life.
Don't do it.
You don't need to. Get yourself a Nesquik and just be gone.
How is that spelled?
What? Nesquik?
Yoo-Hoo.
How do you think it's spelled? Let's get this.
Y-U?
And?
I don't know. It's H-O-O.
Phonetically right.
Y-U?
I don't know.
It's made from the Wuhan province where COVID started. Y-U.
How's it spelled?
Y-O-O-H-O-O.
Okay.
Yoo-hoo!
Are you 100%
big winter sale?
Ooh, we have a bet on our hands.
I'm not betting. I'm just saying.
You guys leave Omar alone.
All loser right? has to drink a Yoo-Hoo.
Ugh.
J-Cat, worst drink.
All right, kombucha. I don't know if you guys have ever tasted that.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
That tastes like liquid. Malta Goya, as I aforementioned, next to the Jarritos, next to a glass bottle of Mexican Cokes. I made the mistake of buying a 6-pack of that one time. Never do that again. Cranberry juice that doesn't have any accompaniment. Like cran grape is good and cran tropical is good and cran orange is good. But regular cranberry juice is terrible. Like it's like you pucker up every time. And carrot juice and wheatgrass juice. Like, whoever decided to juice a carrot, you're an idiot. And I drank wheatgrass juice because I thought it was going to, like, be cool because it was, like, electric, you know, green color. It was the worst tasting thing I've ever had in my life. And I'll never do it again. I don't care if it's healthy. It tasted like litter pan droppings. That's all I'll say.
Well, J-Cat, if you think cranberry juice is the worst, this next juice I'm going to mention blows it out of the water for the most disgusting thing you can possibly drink. And that's grapefruit juice. Awful. But Jake has
going to say. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Grapefruit juice is bad.
And then by my number one, I was going to say the Croy, but you know what else is absolutely disgusting that actually makes me gag is coconut water.
I just don't understand that.
But the Floriana girls be drinking my coconut water. Yeah, you're right. I can't get through coconut water. Like, I tried it.
It's like gelatin-like.
I just don't know why people do stuff to that, like that to themselves.
That's plasma, boy.
Oh, here's another one, guys. What about those aloe drinks? Like, they have, like, actual aloe in them, and there's, like, chunks of aloe.
What?
Nah, man. Like,
that's disgusting.
What else you got, bro? Anything else?
Yeah, coconut water and grapefruit juice.
All right, that was the beverage draft. I think we did a pretty good job. Can't wait to see what everyone else thinks we should have drafted. Before we wrap up, we're going to play 50-50. Remember, I'm going to give you a question with two choices. Everyone gets to choose after each question. If only one person picks the correct answer, they get an extra bonus point. We're going to tally up the points for everybody and add it to the season total and announce the winner at the beginning of next season. Number one, 50-50. According to a 2022 Parade.com article, what is the number one Gatorade flavor? Is it fruit punch or lemon lime? Fruit punch or lemon lime? Starting with Catman.
Lemon lime.
Shine.
Fruit punch.
Bomar.
Lemon lime.
J-Cat.
Lemon lime.
Birdo.
Lemon lime.
Birdo.
The number three flavored top ranked Gatorade is fruit punch. I hate when kids drink fruit punch because it gets stains everything. Number one was lemon lime somehow. It's not good at all. But number two was actually orange. So, you know, I thought fruit punch and lemon lime were always known as like the top two. But so everyone but Shine with the point for that round.
Yeah, lemon lime was the original Gatorade flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew orange was up there.
Right. Number two, according to a 2022 MASH.com article, which Kool-Aid flavor was ranked higher? The aforementioned Sharkleberry Finn or Blue Raspberry Lemonade? Sharkleberry Finn or Blue Raspberry Lemonade, which was ranked higher? Starting with Shine.
Sharkleberry Finn.
Omar.
Sharkleberry Finn.
J-Cap.
Sharkleberry Finn.
Bro.
Whistleberry Lemonade.
And Catman.
Sharkleberry Finn? Isn't Sharkleberry Blue Raspberry, though?
No. Sharkleberry Finn is a light-colored pink punch.
Oh. Yeah. Just so you know, grape was number five. Sharkleberry Finn, by the way, as the fruit shown on its packaging, is strawberries, oranges, and bananas.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes a lot like strawberry banana smoothie in juice form is what I read. However, Sharkleberry Finn was ranked number 11th, and Blue Raspberry Lemonade was ranked number 3. Blue Raspberry Lemonade, Birdo with the bonus point.
All right, well, then tell me why I can't find Sharkleberry Finn in the stores, and I got to buy it on Amazon for a markup if it's not more popular than Blue Raspberry Lemonade, which I can get in the store.
Because they ain't making it because people don't want it.
I'm doing field research up in this mother.
All right, number 3. Listen carefully. According to a leadersleague.com article regarding Pepsi versus Coke, which company is more diversified, Pepsi or Coke? This means which company has more brands under its corporate umbrella? Coke and its many derivatives, including Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, but also Sprite, Fanta, the bottled water Dasani, and the fruit juice Minute Maid. The company has more than 20 brands valued at more than $1 billion each. Pepsi, founded in 1965 with the merger of Pepsi Cola Company and Frito-Lay, also sells snacks such as Doritos, with sports drink Gatorade and breakfast cereal Quaker Oats also in the Pepsi Company portfolio. Pepsi has made diversification a priority. With the purchase of Tropicana in 1998, Pepsi Company became the world number one in fruit juice market. But which one has the most brands under its umbrella, Coke or Pepsi? Starting with Bomar.
I feel like you just gave a lot for Pepsi, but I'm going to have to go with Coke on this.
J-Cat?
I'm going to go Coca-Cola.
Bro?
Pepsi.
Catman?
Pepsi.
Shine?
Coca-Cola.
The correct answer is Pepsi. Pepsi has over 22 products worth over $1 billion. Coke was about 20. Number 4, according to coffeeaffection.com, which is the best ranked Starbucks drink? Is it the pumpkin spice latte or the nitro cold brew with sweet cream? So is it the pumpkin or the nitro? J-Cat.
Nitro cold brew with cream.
Bro.
Pumpkin spice.
Catman.
Pumpkin spice.
Shine.
Nitro.
Omar.
Pumpkin.
Nitro cold brew with sweet cream is number 1. Pumpkin spice latte is number 2. 42, coffeeaffection.com.
That nitro cold brew with the sweet cream is money too, by the way. My wife got it for me one time, and I was like, woohoo, daddy could use a few more of these.
The pumpkin had to be too seasonal, right? Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was number 2, though. You're right. It doesn't have to be like popular all year. It's just the most popular, I guess.
Yeah.
Number 5, you all love coffee. The Kopi Luwak is one of the world's most expensive coffees. There is an animal that eats ripe coffee cherries, digests them, then poops. Workers pick out the beans out of the poop, wash them and dry them, and then roast them. What animal does this specialized coffee bean come from? Is it a white-throated capuchin monkey or a civet, which is a mongoose-like mammal? Is it the capuchin monkey or the civet? Which animal eats the coffee cherries, poops them out, and then the beans are washed, roasted, and dried and made coffee with it? It's one of the world's most expensive coffees. The Kopi Luwak, starting with Birdo.
I've heard of this before.
Monkey or the civet?
I just don't remember what animal, but I'm going to go with the monkey.
Catman.
Civet, because why not?
Shy.
Bobby said he heard about it before, so I'm following him. Monkey.
Romar?
It's the monkey. I've heard it.
J-Cat?
Definitely the monkey.
This news didn't travel out to Green Bay, apparently.
No, I heard that. I don't remember what type of animal it was.
In case you're wondering why someone would drink this, while passing through a civet's stomach, civet is the answer, by the way, Catman with the double point, the cherries get fully stripped of their fruity exterior. It's essentially a very thorough washing process that prepares the beans for drying and roasting without any fruit left on the bean. Mold doesn't grow. It's resulting in a better cup of coffee. A cup can range between $35 and $100. It's on Amazon, if you're curious to try it. Prices vary, but some small bags were as low as $25 for not that many ground civet coffee beans. So Catman with the doubler point, it is a civet.
Have you look up a civet, like what it is?
Yeah.
It's wild.
It ain't no Ricky Ticky Tobby though.
They're not cats, Catman.
Who
they
discovered
could, they
that?
Could be. They could be.
That's the first thing it says. They're not cats.
I know. I always heard it was a type of cat, but it wasn't. So I didn't want to say that.
It looks like a raccoon monkey, and a cat had relations.
Yeah. Somebody down with somebody indigenous probably and was like,
"Oh, I was going to ask where they live. They live in like
a hot tropical island." Jake just saw something interesting.
Dude, I want one.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking.
Oh my god, they're awesome.
And you get them. Retrievers,
can I have one of these?
Ghost poop coffee beans.
Well, I doubt I have any coffee bean trees around Yonderville. So,
Mr. Howard, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just getting my beans out of my
just harvesting my poop beans. Don't worry, I'll have it for sale next week. $35 a gram.
Catman, you got 4 points. Shine, you got two. Bomar, one. JCat, two. And Birdo, four. But the two of you guys got the doublers this week. Every point counts. Before we wrap up, closing thoughts on our episode, starting with Catman.
Hopefully my milkshakes bring all the voters to the yard.
What kind of voters?
It's a drink. It's a beverage.
La, 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 la.
Khalees,
boys are waiting.
Shout out.
Man, I'm thirsty. I want to
shout out Nas. Shine.
I try to stay a little bit more towards me in this draft, since it doesn't matter which way I go, finish fourth or fifth all the time. So, but thank you for the votes ahead of time.
Wah. That's all I heard, Jason. Wah.
Sound like Waluigi, bro.
Yeah, I stuck to, you know, what I like, and I think we'll do pretty good. I think we'll do pretty good. So,
Jake,
I think glass bottle Mexican Coke hits harder than you guys think it does. I think our demographic really likes tacos, and they like to find good tacos. And where you can find good tacos, you usually find glass bottle Mexican Coke. So I think that's a haymaker of a first round pick that was on nobody's board. And then just Ecto Cooler, like people our age are going to look at Ecto Cooler and they're going to think fondly of those wonderful, wonderful moments when they could not have to scrounge and drive to Byler's to get it. So I think a good draft all around. Mr. Runner-up, hoping maybe I don't have to run up now.
Humberto?
Another fun draft. I'm always interested to see the results. I do think Shine would be the team I voted for if I could not vote for myself. I'll give you that, Shine.
Thank you.
And the verse for this week will be 1 Corinthians 11:25.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast, and thanks for listening.
It also smells like J-Mom's cat's house. I mean,
exactly.
J-Mom's cat's house.
I know, Bobby, J-Mom's, I know what you're saying, because I was going to say it too. That's what grandma, that's what my mom always had on the stove, was brewing up sweet tea like she was freaking baking it up, man.